it's nothing. Of course you'd say that. Just a lot on my mind, okay? Dumbass, I spent a lot of my time just thinking. You ever just lay there and look up at the stars? This stupid rooftop is always nice for it. Fresh air helps me cool my head when I'm about to explode. Got news yesterday. My stupid old lady and the dumbass old man. They tried to stop a robbery again. Got themselves put in the hospital. You know how I handle this stuff, and it's not exactly by looking in the mirror, trying to reflect. I'm mad, I'm shaking, I'm chilled. It's like there's a million feelings crawling up my spine, and I want to blow something up just to see it crumble like I do. Not everything is good because not everything keeps it together. Keep it together, that's all they say. When you're a hero, when you stand for something, when everyone looks up to you, some bastion of perfection, when you're actually human, you get looked down upon. I always knew I'd never be that popular. I'd be a niche hero at best, one that had a lot on my plate. I get it. I'm not perfect. God, I know that. The world is way too cruel sometimes, and way too okay with that cruelty. You know what they said. I crept the socials, yeah. I know you told me to stop doing that, but you know what they said about me. That it was my fault. And you know what? Somewhere along the lines, I started believing it. Playing into it. I started hating me too. Not because I think I'm bad, but because it was the easiest thing to do. You know? If they're gonna make me public enemy number one, why not make it one step higher? Be twice the bad guy they see me as, right? You know that one time? Back in UA, before we graduated. When I got the offer from the League of Villains, I exploded. Not because any other reason than I got mad that they'd even think. Then I realized that's how people see me sometimes. Just a vehicle for their own goddamn preconceived. You're the only one that sees me. The only one that's ever seen me. Maybe that's why I fell so goddamn in love with you. Because I just wanted someone to be on my side, but it was all selfish reasons. And here we are. Here we are again. You do make me smile. That's not even a question, dumbass. And even I, things went too far. It's not even their fault that my folks are hurt. They're stupid. They think that they're invincible, just like me. Just like me. I go through, and I tell myself it's gonna be okay. I tell myself that there's so much that I can do until until all that blowing stuff up gets someone hurt or killed. I never told you, did I? One of my first missions, when I joined an agency, I fucked up real bad. I never had the heart to tell you because nobody wanted to talk about it. The agency covered it up and I just let them. I wasn't proud about it. I didn't know it'd feel like this. But I hurt someone real bad. Not because I wanted to, but because my dumbass was reckless, prideful. I needed to be someone that was better than everybody else. I needed to go 10 times further because I wanted to be better than All Might. Because I wanted to be everything everybody told me I never could be. How my personality was rotten, how I was always a hothead that gets in everyone's way, a bully, a nasty bastard. I've heard it all. I thought they couldn't hurt me for the longest. I thought I was invincible, that nothing could stop me all the way till the graduation when I thought I was gonna be a legend. But here I was. Because of me. The person could never walk again. Because of me and my recklessness, one half inch that pebble blew right into their spine. Because I was reckless. Because I didn't know how to control my quirk. Because I rushed in there when everybody was warning me. There's consequences for your actions. And it took me everything to figure that out. It took really taking something away from someone. You know what they did. They didn't blame me. The worst part is they didn't even hate me. Do you know what it feels like when everyone is telling you you're not wrong, but you know you are? Even if they didn't think so. Even if they were still grateful for me smiling, I'd stole everything away from them. And here I am. I spent every waking moment living in the shadow of that very fuck up. I'm not perfect. I'm not expecting to be. But I wanted them to hate me. I wanted them to feel the worst kind of feeling so I could finally feel what it's like to have consequences. It was tough love growing up. But even then, it's an exaggeration. All of this, I was spoiled. Spoiled rotten, and I took it out on Deku. I never faced anything. He forgave me, just like that. Just like that. Do you know what it feels like to have the people you've wronged the most just let it go? Like it's nothing. I've never faced it down. When the consequences didn't come, I got lost in them. I don't want to be a monster who can't even admit when I'm wrong. Just like I don't want to be delusional and think that I've done that much good in the world yet. Of course you'd say that, teddy bear. I never said there weren't good things. It's just... I wish people wouldn't coddle me like that. Keeps me up at night. Too much fucking kindness that I don't deserve, that I never deserved. And I know. I get it. I'm not some kind of idiot. God, sometimes I wish I was. I just... I can't play pretend. I suck at it. And here I am wallowing again. Sorry, babe. Even though I have my limits of how much I can delude myself, it's just a reminder. Yeah, seeing a rare side to me, huh? It's not like I'm saying I'm breaking up with you or something. I wouldn't let you get rid of me that easy. Even if I'm a total fuck-up sometimes. Doesn't change the fact that you're mine. Look at me. I'm a mess. My nose is all stuffy. My head's all empty. It's just you laying with me in this cold night. You know, the holidays are coming up. I'm not sure how to feel about that. Nah. Why don't you blame me? Why can you just look past that like that? Act like I'm just the good guy. Simple idiot. You'll get fooled that way. I could just play with your heart and break it however I want. Guess it doesn't have the same effect when I was ugly crying a minute ago. But what? What now? Don't you get it? I'm a bad guy. A real bad one. I might not have already killed anyone yet, but how long until that happens? How long until a stray explosion causes that stupid pebble to hit someone a little higher? If that had happened, I think I would have ended up like Deku did, losing himself just a little bit. Don't think I don't know. Have you seen what him and his... Maybe there's a room in his house that you can never go in. The chills I get just thinking about what I don't know. You ever have a sixth sense? A feeling? That whatever's behind that door would change everything. Not for the better. I don't know what he's been doing. I don't want to know. But I know he was eventually my friend. And I don't know if he's becoming something else, or if we're damn losing him to the other side. How long until he's methodical about it? Or does he recover? Do I believe in him? Yeah, someone. As stupid as that sounds, that damn Deku isn't a bad guy. It's just, ever since All Might bit the big one, ever since we've been living in his shadow, and the only thing we've had since is that lingering, messy feeling. I know he blames himself. just like I blame myself for what I just told you. They tricked him. Can you imagine? Killing your own hero in cold blood. But it's not just that. No, it was how they did it. How they set that up. How it was the only way to save them, supposedly. Imagine when he asked you to do it. I don't think I could. In that way, Deku's way stronger than me. And it puts me to shame. What's more, what is even a hero anymore? A symbol of peace. Symbol of justice. What is justice when we don't even know what sides are which? You've seen what went on in the underground. What epidemic's doing. What everybody... We just... I don't know who's bad anymore. It was so much easier when it was just cut and dry. I almost... Yeah. Sometimes I romanticize the old times. Everything was easy. Good versus bad, right? Sure, there was some nuance there, but when people started dying, everything got a million times more complicated. Emotions on both sides. First it was Spinner, then it was All Might. Then when things really took a turn, when the body count started to rack up on both sides, when Endeavor got serious about heroism, we twisted it to mean what he wanted. Sure, I didn't entirely disagree with him. That's on me. Because I knew if we didn't do something, more people are gonna get messed up. Rich coming from me, right? The one who maims people. Social media can't get enough of slandering. Do you know how many things are said about me on a daily basis? It's such a small thing, too. Why should that even bother me? But it does. I once stalked my hashtag for the longest. Yeah, baby, I know that's not good. That's not ever a good idea. It's dangerous, it's sad. Once again, I know you're right without even having to think about it. It's not ever that simple, is it? Just a mess. A big, stupid mess. Hey, baby. You know, ever since I started calling you my teddy bear, I never forgot the first time. I never could. It's precious to me. It's the best memories I've got in my life. I couldn't ever let it go. I love you. When I say that, now you're dealing with someone that obsessed. Idiot. Of course it means that. Did I stutter? I didn't think so. just know you went there first, Tama. You know damn well what we are. Fucking mess. The kind you can't clean up. The kind that there's way too much to ever even try. Like a hoarder's house of problems. Even then, look at me. Of course I love you. Did you even have to ask? It's just after everything. That smile, yeah, puts my heart at ease, but also makes me want to tease you, dumbass. Might take you up on that offer. Is that what you want? That's what your hands say. The way you caress me. I can feel the need in your touch. I can feel the details in the way you shift. Do I make you feel that? Because you make me feel everything. Shut up, idiot. You don't get to hold me like that. Then complain when I want you back. Or was that supposed to be an innocent touch? I'm just breathing, obviously. That's your best excuse. You feel so warm. So perfect. Dumbass. Of course I feel the way. First cold as it is, you're keeping me warm. Of course I do the same. Hey. No need to. You. Always teasing me when I'm down, huh? You think I'll just let you get away with it? Yeah, maybe I let you get away with too much, but. Idiot. You can't just wrap your hands around me like that. And expect me not to feel so many things. I never said to stop, dumbass. Just like I never said you had to ever behave like that. Just to be you. Like you always have, okay? That's quite enough teasing out of you. Unless you'd like to explain why you're being a hellion. Anything to get my mind off things, huh? Well, you succeeded. Because now all I can think about is how much I want you. How much I need you. How much every time we touch, my heart won't stop racing. Feel it. You did that. Just wait until you see what I'm gonna do, huh? Your fault. What's the matter? bad teddy bear can't handle, and I pepper you with kisses. You're so cute. You know that? I mean it. I mean it so bad. You're so fucking cute. You know that? The way your lips crush into me and your hands tremble, it's a contrast. And maybe I'm yours, dumbass. You ever think of that? God, you feel so good. Can you feel when my hand caresses your lower back? Even then, I can feel your reaction. What a sexy body you have. I want you. I always want you. I'm so down bad, it hurts. Your fault. So your fault. Dumbass. You think I won? Right now. I'd do anything to get my mind off those things, and it looks like you're just tossing yourself at me. You sure you can handle that? Tossing yourself to the beast. All the better. Could crush into those lips. The way I hover my hand right here. I can feel your warmth radiating right here. Your body's smoking hot. I have more confidence, dumbass. I love you. A lot. A lot. But it doesn't suddenly make this need go away either. I need you. Bad. Look at what you've done to me already. Can you feel it? Yeah. And don't stop moving those hands either. Explore your handiwork. Yeah. God. That's a cute little place. It's so burning hot. Just thinking about you like that. Oh, fuck. I could come to the thought of you feeling good. So let me take that plunge and finally lose myself in this feeling. Kissing down your midsection. It feels so right. And right here, where all the heat converges. Don't mind if I do. I can, right? Sorry, babe. I'd be more freaky if I wasn't so shaken up, but never apologize. Idiot. You can be more picky, dumbass. Of course I'll spoil you. One lick up this crazy fucking place. From this until the time. Of course she tastes amazing. Do I make you feel good? I want to hear every detail. I want you to say it alone. Like some twisted guided meditation or whatever. My tongue like that, baby. Hell, all I could ask for right now is just to make you feel good with all the bad things that have been happening. All I want is for you to feel good. Everything about me does. I'm yours. So be mine. You're so good. You're so good. Flavor, your scent overwhelms me so good. Squirmed at my tongue, the way your whole body convulsed toward me. I couldn't help it. Guess I came all over that sexy midriff. And this wonderful sights, so grabbable like this. Something about being over you like this, the threat of being one with you, it makes me feel so many feelings. Like everything in the world doesn't matter anymore. It's just you, me. This wonderful feeling between us. Please, baby. Deeper. You asked for it, dumbass. Just taking on your warmth wrapped around me. The sexiest combination of tight and so warm. God, you feel better every time. I'll be deliberate. I'll make you feel, because it's me, because it's us. I love you, baby. I love you so much. Matching your rhythm, baby. A sexy little rhythm just for you and me. Our song. Oh, fuck. You do things to me that I can't put on the words. That's all you gotta do is feel. Either. Can't help it. You're so cute. The sloppiness of our joining just makes me smile too. You make me smile. Bet it looks a little more lewd than that though. Look at me. Here. Put your hands in mine. Your fingers feel like home in between mine, don't they? Fuck yeah. I love this. I love you. Fuck. Just like that, baby. Just like that. You make me feel so good, fuck. You make me feel so good. Don't stop. Don't stop, baby. Don't stop. Don't stop. Please. 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 Washing all the filth from you. The world always wants to defile, to ruin. But I only want to make with you love that makes you feel. I know what it's like not to feel anything, to go numb, baby, but thanks to some meddling twerp, I know how it is to pull myself back out of that. No, that's giving me too much credit. Let's be real. You pulled me out of that shithole. You pulled me out of hell itself. Gave me something that actually mattered. I finally felt whole again. Couldn't help that dumbass. Another cut. And whose fault is that for meddling too much, huh? Say what you like. You're just as guilty as me. And the world can fall to shit all at once. But we won't. Not when we're like this. Thanks. I really couldn't. I survived all this, let alone let the smile without you, teddy bear. I love you so much. Be mine forever. That's not a request. It's a demand. You'd let me get away with it, so what's the problem? Dumbass. Mm-hmm.